that we're going to pass now is Yimei Aslichas, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Yimei Aslichas, especially from the Ashkenaz, and we start to say Slichas, then we have the Rosh Hashanah, the Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, Imu Lefonai Malchus, Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. And then we have the Yom HaKippurim, that is Yom HaTshuva. So it's a famous question that we'll be speaking about next time. Why, Be'etzim, Yom Kippur is not before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Yom Kippur is the Yom Slicha V'Mechila. The Seder HaDvorim would be, the right way would be, first to ask for Slicha V'Mechila. And after you get the Slicha V'Mechila, to try to be Oymed Badin. And not the opposite order, but first to pass the Din and then to do the Slichu Mechila. We'll explain it Be'ez Hashem. But what a lot of people get confused is Yom Kippur they do Tshuva. Remember all the yeshivas that they learned about Kabbalahs, small Kabbalahs, how you mekabel the Kabbalahs. As Hashem will also speak about it. So, and then they have Rosh Hashanah, and now it's 4 days of Slichas. And they don't know exactly what they're doing in these days of Slichas. But the mekabel Kabbalahs that they're going to do in Yom Kippur. So where is exactly standing the Yemei Slicha? Where is the mokim of Yemei Slicha? Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah in the middle. So what is the ma'aroch of the days? What is expected from me? I'm saying, I'll say slichas, I'll feel sorry. I'm planning my Kabbalah for Yom Kippur. I have a whole plan how to do it, a little paper. So what I'm going to do exactly in my slichas? This is where the person is very confused. And because he's very confused, he's like he doesn't know what he has to do. What is the Seder HaAvodah? What is the Tzuras HaAvodah? So I want a little bit to give a Hadroche and the Seder HaDvorim in Rosh Hashanah. We wear white clothes in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara brings down to Pasuk HaNavi, and they were crying in Rosh Hashanah. Nechem, you told them, why are you crying today? Nechu ichlu besimcho ki mo'iz geunchem. Chazal say, you know, a normal person is going to the mishpat. He comes with black clothes, he's all scared, nervous. We come Rosh Hashanah, it's Eim HaSadin. But we all yontif dik. Rosh Hashanah is a yontif. What is the difference? Why by us Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif? We know it's Yom Din. And in every place, Yom Din is a very serious place. You don't come fancy. You come, you don't look dirty. You come with a nice suit in the court case. Avazel. Don't come fancy. You gotta come fancy to the court. The other thing is Meshuggah. Yeah. They fixed it. Put it on, you fixed it. You have the. Yeah. I'm sorry, I licked the Mazgan. Mazgan is speaking. So, what is the pshat? We have Rosh Hashanah. and get dressed nicely. The answer is, when you go to court, they're trying to find out if you're a ganav or not. If you're a ganav, they're planning to hang you up. If you're not a ganav, say it. So, the chefza of the court bathroom is to see if you're bad or good. Even if you'll say maybe the court is also giving out prizes to the guys that did good things. So there's two parts really in the court. Some people are talking about going to sit in jail. Some people are talking about like a raffle. So it's kind of a little party without a party. Mix things together. By us, the mishpat is ba'emes. The aside of the mishpat is not to chap us. Not to catch us. Hashem created a world with a hate even b'riyah yisuf. Hashem wants to do good for everyone. And everyone that is sitting in this room, the reason he was created, that in the end will be the best thing in the world for him. No. Kach gozr chokhmah so that you can't give it stam because it's na'amad kisufa. You have to work together to own it. But Hashem created us to give us good. This is the whole purpose He created the world. Hashem rotzo lehativ im bri yosef. He's a meitiv. He had to create people to do good to them. You don't understand it. It's over what we could understand. But this is what we understand. And this is our emunah that we believe in. The mishpat is a part of that system. Hayoyim haras oilom. This is the day that Hashem is really doing the purpose that He did the world for. There's one Yom Adin HaGadol, the last step. There's a lot of middle steps to put it together that it will reach to the right place. By Him, this is not a day to punish. He's coming to fix it, to reorganize us, that we could get to the Tachlis. If we don't come happy to that day, so we don't believe in His gender. I'll give you an example. A father wants to give over his company to his kids. He calls all of his kids over. Some are more capable, some are less capable. And everyone he will give him. The ones that are a little bit not capable, he will teach them a little bit in the hard way, how you have to be honest. But by him, today he's giving over his company. For him, it's a very big day. He wants to give over his company to his kids. If he comes and he sees that his kids are all Tisha B'Av, he says, you don't understand the purpose. I'm today giving over. Rosh Hashanah is a day by the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's giving over. This is the Aleph. The Aleph of the Musag of Rosh Hashanah. This is the reason we'll get later, we'll speak of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, that we have to daven at Izgal Kvod Malchusoi, that the Ikar Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are not personal bakoshes, because you're missing out the whole point. Rosh Hashanah is not about us, Michlal. Rosh Hashanah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavlich the world, and He's running the world, and He wants us to daven, kivyochol, He gave us koyach to daven, to fix it. This is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, and we'll get it. When a person knows how to be over the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, really it's a good year. Because he's doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. But we'll get to that part. But I want to get before that nekudah. The Mefoshim say, the Yesod of Tshuva says in the Medrash, "Va'isu me'or ha'or va'tikzar nefesh ha'om ba'derech va'idavru ha'om ba'elokim v'moshe lomo el yesod Mitzrayim lomus ba'midbor." Why we took us out of Mitzrayim? Ki ein lechem, there's no bread and there's no water. They spoke. Va'ishlach Hashem ba'omes ha'nechoshim. So Hashem sent the Nechoshi, Vayomusu Amrov, Vayobo Yomel Moshe, Vayomel Chotonu, Kidibarnu Bashem Uboch. Vayispar Hashem el Moshe. Zog the Medrash Rabbe, Chotonu. He knew that he did a mistake. Vayispar el Hashem el Moshe. Vayispar el Hashem vayasa moleinu. Lo idia lecho koyach hatshuva. Keivon she'omru chotonu miyad nisratz elohem. The chavtze of tshuva is keivon she'omru chotonu miyad nisratz elohem. And this one I want to explain. I'm not saying I'm going to tshuva with all the klolim, but I'm first to give what is going to be in front of us that a normal choshev guy could do it the right way. This chotonu miyat nisratzo. The yemei aslichas, the ikar slicha that we're busy with, and yemei aslichas is the slicha that is called. Kevon she'omru chotonu miyad nisratz goy. When it's found in the habit, it's a piyut. The whole time, they're busy chotonu, 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 chotonu. Chotonu, chotonu. Right? But the whole month, they sing it for a month. Yeah? But this is the tshuva. Kevon she'omru chotonu miyad nisratz goy. Chotonu tzureinu, slachlonu yitzreinu. What slachlonu yitzreinu? Do tshuva. Even sha'om ruchotonu, and the seder ha'avoyru that we have in front of us. We know it's a short time. It's a short time. And a week and a half to Rosh Hashanah. And 2 weeks to Yom Kippur. 2 weeks to Yom Kippur. It's garbage. 2.5 weeks we have to everything. What's going to keep that? 2 weeks and 4 days. No hours. No. We're going at Kufa of Chotonu, and I will explain. That leads us to Rosh Hashanah, and then we come to the Yom Kippur that we are busy with the Avodah of Tshuva, the way the Rabbi Yehuda gives us. I'm not saying that a person cannot do little Tshuvas the whole time. About the main. The main chotonu is we are wrong. We have to fix it. Then comes the avodah of Rosh Hashanah that we are makir that Hashem is running the world. That is a tachlis that we hear. Look, sometimes you have bad bachurim. Sometimes they decide to go to college. He wants to be a doctor. He wants to be a dentist. So I want to go. You go to medical school, you have to sit there 10 years in a room and study. Yeah? Hard for him to learn tomorrow, only easy for him to learn that. So that's a suk. It's a hard. Maybe did it's a hard on the star. Maybe his parents, maybe his brothers. I don't mean now. That's not, we're not speaking about the avoid or what. The guy knows he has to be in 10th years in medical school. And he's motivated, and he sits there in 10 years because the bottom line is in 10 years he wants to be a doctor. He takes him in a loan, a couple hundred thousand dollars. One day when he'll be a doctor, he'll give it back. And he goes out of the way. There's one place that appears people are missing. He comes to the yeshiva, what he's planning in 10 years to do. Everyone here is planning to be a big Talmud Chacham or Shashiva, everyone. But in medical school, you know that after a year, if you didn't do this, there's no way you'll get a second year. Here, Be'ezus Hashem, in the end, I will catch up. And maybe because you see guys come late to yeshiva and they catch up, maybe there's a lot of reasons why it happens, why you think that it could happen. The chotonu is be'etzen to understand is a purpose that he put us here, and he's planning in the end to ask us, bottom line, you did it or you didn't do it? Tachlis get! This week, 2 days, you think you did what Hashem wanted you to do for these 2 weeks? 2 days? I don't think it's my one guy here, if you ask him, you think these 2 days you did exactly what Hashem wanted from you? But next 2 days, better Hashem to be. Well, everyone that I'll pick up here, and I'll say, you could say these 2 days you did what Hashem wants you to do? Mostly. You go to medical school, you'll ask a guy, you think this year you studied? He says, for sure, this year I did exactly what I had to do. I even did a couple extra classes, I got a couple extra points or dots, I don't know how they call them, yeah? Credits, yeah? Why no one will say I did? I'm not speaking because it's very hard. I'm not saying a guy will say, yeah, I did, but I failed in the test. Not even here, also in the medical school. I got a 70, what I could do, yeah? We are not makir that chotonu. What we plan to do from now till 11 o'clock by night? It's everything exactly what he wants. We're inside the range. The avoido of chotonu, kibun sha'obu chotonu, Miyad nisratz elohem. Klal Yisrael told Moshe, we were wrong. And this was not an easy thing. They complained, there's no bread, and there's water. It says Mitzrayim. It was ashkofedik and big vikuchim with Moshe. The whole mahalach of Yitzias Mitzrayim was right or wrong. Was right to do it, was wrong to do it, was right to go out of Mitzrayim, was wrong to go out of Mitzrayim. They had vikuchim with Moshe. Moshe, we were wrong. So on that chet, Begida and Moshe, this was the tshuva. The avoido of Yemei Aslichas. This year is very short. So Yom Revi already is Erev Rosh Hashanah. So it's only 3 days before. Person has to start already before. To be makir, what is my tachlis? Where I have to get to? And I was not getting there. I want to tell you, now you see the Gamzo Kanti. You're right, everyone has this feeling. Every year I was already inside this routine. It's repeating himself. But you know, you have people, they go out to work, they try, and they hit. They make it. Try once, try twice, make it. The fact that you try once and twice, I want to tell you, every Erev Rosh Hashanah, every year, there's hundreds of people that manage. The hundreds of people that manage. And I know Avada would block us, so we'll go back to the Avodas. You know, we see the people die anyways, we see people live anyways, but the Rabbanim Shara Gmul explains that Lamazogun, you have a guy. I met a guy, he was in Yeshiva. A couple of years ago, sitting and learning, it was very hard for him to work, to learn. You can happen, you know, some people... Brains. When they gave out the brains, he was not around. Yeah? I was trying. He came to Yeshiva. It was about tshuva. And I remember he came over to me, he told me the reason he came to the mirror, he heard once a vow, shmuz, that I said, you want to be Rabbi Veiger or Bill Gates? And he heard that shmuz, and he said, Rabbi Veiger. Rabbi Veiger. And he came and he learned. He was trying and trying. But, you know, then it was hard for him, Parnosa wise, a shtickle. His wife was working a little bit, managed a little bit more. Back then, 3 years ago, he told me, listen, you know, Ben Azdorim, I want to think about it. I have this idea in computers. I thought the idea is not again. I told him, I don't think it's again. But another idea, I told him, it's not again. And slowly we were trying. Then he had a Givaldic idea. And it started to grow. The Gevaldik idea started to grow. And it picked up. I met him last week. The company is very successful. It's worth $100 million, the company. And this estimate now, to put it, he doesn't learn a word. A word. He doesn't. He's so busy, he has to leave out his home. Because what to be with my learning? So get him. You're buying, you know, with so much money, you can buy a huge place in Ghana. You're buying a huge place in Ghana. You're buying floors and floors deep. So I want to ask you, Akash. Okay, so I want to say that Shuvah that I'm trying to give him for this mission. But the first year that he was successful in his idea, you think it was the Yetzer HaTorah or the Yetzer HaRa? It's like the Ramban, the Yetzer HaRa. If Hashem would really love him, he would make $50,000, and it's a very fascinating amount. Really love him, $200,000. He became running this huge company, responsible of all people that put money inside. Yeah, he's not allowed to be, he feels responsible. Yeah, if this money could lose it. I forced him to sell a part. I take $1 million, put them aside. As soon as you lose it anyway, Bezus Hashem, you'll have $1 million, you go back to learn. So you have $1 million on the side. You'll dive in good, what will happen? Everything will disappear. Yeah? And then you'll have $1 million, so you learn. So Chachi did that. But what I'm trying to explain, when you see success of a person, it doesn't mean that Hashem loves them. I'm not speaking now, I'm against every rich person. Don't get me wrong. The Rabban says in Shara Gmul, a guy in Moshal, when he has a good year or a bad year, it's not the few what he sees that happens. Lamazon, he was learning 12 hours a day. He had a bad year. Hashem makes him to be more busy in his business. Now he will learn 10 hours a day. So he failed in Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't see fail. He sees cars and factories. Next year, he learns 10 years. Business goes triple. He's learning 8 hours a day. Hashem loves him or hates him? Hates him. The next year, billions, 6 hours a day. Hates him or loves him? Hates him. I'm not speaking now. Speaking, he could live comfortable. Zonder Ramban, what you think sometimes that is a good year and a bad year, it's Bichlal no Shaychis. Now the Ramban explains that every year, sometimes your life changes forever. Why? Because you become a lower madrege, so the next year, Rosh Hashanah, you will not be holding and doing tshuva bichlal. Wow, look, we're going good. So that Rosh Hashanah, Zot Ramban made, ledoires, you become small. I mean, this is what the Netziv brings down. The Mebroche. The Shiiltes. When he was a kid, he heard his parents speaking about that he's another Yutzlach, and he wanted to send him to become a shoemaker. And he went and he begged his parents, give me another chance to go to learn. And he learned and he became the Netziv, and he was Mechabadei Mekshayla. He says when he would come to the Shamayim, and he would be a shoemaker, and he would be a Machzik Toiro, and he would be everything. And Hashem will tell him, but you couldn't make the Emek Shaila, it's worth garnish. So what I'm trying to say is, a person can't say Alamol, what is the difference if I will push now or I will not push now? Hashem will give you the Siyata Dishmaya, that the Siyata Dishmaya could be that in Cheshvin you will hear a shmuz from someone that will change your life. But you were Zeche, and the scalpus that you did now, that you will get to the right Rebbe that will madrich you. And you will have that friend that will say a good word for you, that you will feel $1 million, and you will start to learn the Masechta. All of that Siyata Tishmaya, and it's not called, a person will say, Chashtenish, so Hashem does it or not. I'm Zoyche Bedin to have Siyata Tishmaya. It's also part of Zoyche Bedin. Again, A guy that doesn't get a good word also has a chance to fight very strongly to get better. But people think, they'll give me $1 million. They could give you the million siyata d'shmaya. So a person doesn't see the difference. He davens good, he gets a shidduch that doesn't have money that will force him to become a Talmid Chacham. The Volvo says, Alamol b'shmuz, that Hashem loved him, so Hashem made him not to have money. So he couldn't live. So what he did, he wanted a tfiyat of marry off his kids. They have connections. So he written the sefer Alei Shul, and he sold it with the money he married off his kids. So he said, without that, Alei Shul will not exist. So he said, if Hashem would give me money, I would never be bothered to write with it. It's a different kind of sefer, it was not accepted. Well, what I need it for? He would say his vitamin where he said it, finish. He was nifter, no one remember. He was given up on a prison, like a vulgar. So he said, so Hashem loved me, and he saw that if I will do Alei Shul, so he took away my money from me. If I would not daven in Rosh Hashanah, I would stay with my money that I had. Now I'm not saying that every time when a person has money it's bad. Some of a person has money, with that he gets a good chavrus and he shteigs. With that he becomes close to God and tuch them, he does tshuva. But Hashem directs him in the right way. This is time we need the whole time, this chizuk, with these 2.5 weeks coming, the whole time to speak about it, we'll speak about it more and more, to understand that it's pikuach nefesh to do something in these days. But the avoider of Yemei Aslichas, the chelik aleph of the avoider of Yemei Aslichas is chotonu. To realize, if you take the Shahid Shuvah, the first 10 she'orim in tshuva, hacharot, yovin belvovo, ikira ve'maroz ve'yes Hashem, hadayge, chotonu. Now, the seder ha'avoyde is chotonu, and to be misboinen. Rosh Hashanah comes, we realize the godless Hashem, that Hashem is dear to help us to change. So we're excited to the Mishpat. And this Mishpat, we could get the Kelim to become better. That is a practical tshuva that comes in Yom HaKippurim, how lemaisa will change. Zog the Mefoshim, if your keeper will come tomorrow, everyone will do tshuva with Kabbalahs, you're right. But these Kabbalahs don't have no toichen because they're not based on 2 weeks of realizing chotanu. You see Rabbi Yehine, 50 pages chotanu, and then how to fix it. So he will ask Alamol the question, do Yom Kippur first, and then do Rosh Hashanah, then do Slichas, then go to the Mishpat. It's worth nothing, that tshuva. The main tshuva is Rav Maroz v'yes Hashem. Rav Maroz v'yes Hashem. I want to change. I know that I have to change. Then Rosh Hashanah comes. You realize who is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you're busy 2 days with the Amlocha that I misbattel to Boreh Olam. And then the Kabel Ol Malchus Shomayim that I will do everything for him. The idea who he is. The idea how small I am. One of our mistakes is, if every person would realize where is his place, how small he is. I'll give you an example. A person has to vote in the election. So he knows, he just has to put the paper inside the vote, press the button. He knows there's not much more that he could do to make this president, to become president or not. There's people in different positions maybe that could do something. But the one person, he just has to make his vote. We have to work for the repartition. This is our job. Everything what we see around here are friends, politics, connections, shaykhs, everything is goldished. Everything is kiloy hoyo. Kiloy hoyo. Kiloy hoyo. Kachaloim Yov. When a person realizes more and more, I say Alibol, I remember Avshach said it in the Shmuz before Rosh Hashanah. He said if he would be Boira Olam, he would create everyone when they were born to be 100 years old for 2 days and then to start from zero. I look at myself today. I was in Yeshiva in Kulteira, I was in Panovich, I had a lot of friends. A friendly person, some people are less friendly, I'm a little more friendly. You know, nothing is left of my friends. No one. Three, one, two, three. Guys that I invested hundreds of hours to stay close with, I see them in the street, but even don't say hello to each other. Not that we don't say. Don't say is also shaykhs, yeah? Remember, called me over once and he told me, you don't understand, you're spending hours for nothing. Why are you schmoozing to these guys? I said, I'm schmoozing and learning. He told me, but if you will not want to be close to them, you're not schmoozing them and learning. Why is he not schmoozing them and learning also? So if you have a kasha, kasha, but you schmoozing them and learning this. Okay, so you're chashmi bacher, you don't schmooze to them, you're schmoozing and learning. I said, no, I'm a sechter. I want to have friends. So I promise you, you will not know them. You know five people. So what, for five people I invested 20 years of my life to speak to people? Chavala went out to the dining room, Chavala went to Chassan. I'm upset with that, this is what I did. Not much, a waste of time. Sometimes I think even it's a bochum, that's a chaval to invest in them, yeah? You go back and you don't know who they are. If you don't do it for investing, you do it to build them up. It's kosher v'yosha. But if you're not doing it for kosher v'yosha, why I'm saying that? The person would realize in his life that all of this is below me, so why am I spending time? I'm in medical school. Why the guy in medical school doesn't spend time? You know why? He's not planning to stay friend of all these goyim in his class. They're sitting there. He's not planning to see them later. Maybe he's one good guy. He thinks maybe one day he'll be a doctor to keep up a shaykhs with him, yeah? So, it's not his friend. It's not his crowd. He comes, he goes, he does his stuff. We are here to do Ratzon Hashem. All of the other things don't count. But if we do this avodah, now it's brought down. That if a person is doing it with the attention that we're speaking about, yimei aslicha to be makir Hashem chotonu, shamnu. Chotonu, we say the slichas, we makir that we did the wrong thing. And then we'll makir what Hashem wants, and what our job is like we are no one. We're like a fish in the ocean, no shaykhas. So when we come to Yom Kippur, we could do the tshuva. So they say, if b'shas that you're doing these steps, you're heading there, so it's called you in tshuva. So when Hashem comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says, 1 second, but the guy doesn't have Kabbalah yet. Settle, he's in the system, he's going to make Kabbalah in Yom Kippur. Now he's doing the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. When a person does it like that, Hashem is meichel all of the avodahs. I just want to add, for the reason that I'm explaining to you what is the Mahalach, it's not only that now you know it. You have to understand that if you don't do it, and you wake up in Yom Kippur and you do tshuva, it's kimat useless. That tshuva doesn't change you. Yeah, I need to do Kabbalah. It's okay, A, B, C, I will do, I'll try to be a little bit better. It's not an uplifting to hold it in matzah. When a person is in 2 weeks like that, it's a whole different matzah. And when he comes after it, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's a whole different avodah. So we're going now into this kufa that is called Yemei Aslichas. You have a week and a day, Yemei Aslichas. In Ashkenaz, we start with Shabbos, but these are Yemei Aslichas. To be makir chotonu, Hashem, I was wrong. I spend my hours, I spend my ben azmanim, I spend my ben azdoim. I have to change. I have to think how to change. Now again, Avada said, we're not right away giving the Kabbalas, but at least in these days, you behave differently. You know, a guy needs a diet. He doesn't know yet what diet, but he knows there's a lot of poison. First, he starts to drink water. Soon, he will find out exactly what is the right thing to take. We'll do that, but as Hashem, we will have the same.